This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why I'm telling you that. You're an exceptional American because you love this country and you love what is happening with, you love the changes that you're seeing. Let me put it to you that way because, you know, I understand this whole problem. Certainly we understand because we're trying to get everybody to come back to work now. From the Agenda 21 radio standpoint, it's time to come back to work. It's time to put all this stuff behind us and start to listen to real facts and information about virology and study it. You know, this is part of the problem. I was talking to some people yesterday. Part of the problem of people is that they do not understand basic biology and virology. That is a problem. I think if more people understood it, they would take the frickin' mask off. I know everybody say, oh, look how well it's working in California. It's proof. Now, listen, it's not proof. The proof of what I'm talking about was already baked in before everybody started putting the mask on and we started getting all this hysteria by the governor. That was already there. We already had proof that California was different and the whole West Coast was different in terms of how this whole thing was moving and the strength of it. This is a fact. Our facts are clear. From the get-go, there's a hysteria, and of course, they've created a crisis. It's a worldwide crisis that they've created because of a few people, just a few people, probably 20 people created this crisis, and they're trying to manage the crisis, but it's out of control now because the people are speaking up. Hello, people do not like to be confined in masks. And by the way, the more if you're running around with a mask on all day long, you're rebreathing your own, you know, your own. Putrid air and the things that comes out of your own lungs. I want you to remember that you're rebreathing a lot of toxic compounds, including viruses and including bacteria that are going to lead ultimately, I believe, to respiratory infections. That's just kind of common sense, guys. That's basic biology that tells you that. And of course, they aren't telling you that now, are they? Oh, no, no. You're doing all kinds of things that are helping to destroy your lung capacity. Just your vital... I mean, I could get into the whole business of vital capacity and all this other good stuff. I'm not going to do that from a physiological standpoint. I'm just going to tell you, just basically, it does not seem healthy to rebreathe your own air, your own moisture, right? Your own moisture that's come up from your lungs. After a while, of course, it starts to, on its own, create mold within the mask. Hello, mold and spores, sporulation happens. And what's happening there is, and especially if you pick it up and I didn't get a new one today because I just wanted to reuse the one from yesterday. Or you wash it or something, you know. That's not the way these things are supposed to work. And by the way, this particular virus is not necessarily associated with, and I know they're telling you this now. They're telling you this, that it's airborne. Right. More fear. Originally, they weren't telling you this, but now they're telling you that it is an airborne type of compound, right? A virus that's so small it can get in your eyes and everything else. So if it's getting in your eyes, why are you not wearing goggles? Listen, you cannot do that, guys. You cannot live like that. We live in a sea of viruses. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. Anyway, speaking of, what is it when you get too much phlegm in your throat from talking too much? That problem is a real one. It's an effervescent problem. I like that word, effervescent problem for talk radio hosts. Okay, I wanted to clear up the things that we got going here. For at least this is now the updated that came out as yesterday. And again, I'm pleading with my people out there in rural LA County to give me what kind of update. This has been really good that yesterday they were really giving some very, very good information to us about what's going on with this whole race and a couple of things going on also about the just conceded. That was yesterday, 2:30. Okay, so I get yesterday's news service today, and I apologize that we haven't gotten anything else that's more advanced than this. But this is what we do have. This is from the Epoch Times. Republican flips seat in special California House election after the Democrat concedes. And Democrat Christy Smith has conceded to Republican Mike Garcia in the special election for the U.S. House seat left vacant from former California Republican Katie Let's Have a Throuple Hill resigned amid the Throuple controversy last year. I'm putting in Throuple, of course. While it's critical that we ensure every vote is counted and recorded, we believe that the current tally shows Mike Garcia is the likely victor in the May 12th election. As such, I'd like to congratulate him, Smith said in a statement on Wednesday. Now, here's I want to clarify this because this came up last night, and just because Katie Smith, Miss Smith, how about that one? Miss Smith has Christy Smith. Well, you get the Christy Smith and Katie Hill. Christy Smith has congratulated him and conceded. It does not mean that the election is over. The election is over when it's certified, so she can come back out and say, "I think Biden did." They're not Biden, but Kerry did this in the George Bush election. Remember the hanging chads and all that good stuff? I think that that's what happened there. It says said that Garcia jumped to his seat. So in other words, let me back up. I'm sorry. I'm going all over the map here. Just because she concedes doesn't mean that she cannot retract that as votes come in. That's my point. And we still have votes coming in. I'm like the guy who's clawing on the chalkboard here, saying, "Wait a minute, okay." But it does look like he's got 56% of the vote to 44% for Smith. Garcia is a businessman, a Navy veteran who has never before held political office and was endorsed by President Trump, while Smith, a state assembly member, has been endorsed by a number of prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Hussein Obama and former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. How's that looking for them? Anyway, the special election results determine who serves out the remainder of what would have been Hill's first term in office, but there will be a rematch because Smith and Garcia are still remaining as candidates for a November general election to decide who holds the seat in the next session of Congress. This is the caveat. This is the caveat. Remember the March election, the primary out here in California? Well, they're the top two to go for the November election. So this was a special election to fill the seat, so it's filled now. He's going to come to Congress. Great. Doesn't really mean anything in terms of the majority, but it does help, of course, between now and November. All right. Get it. That's why this is so important right here. Okay, it says here, the seat in northern Los Angeles suburbs became vacant after Hill last year resigned following a sexual scandal. After seeing more results last night, it is clear that our message of lower taxes and ensuring we don't take liberal Sacramento dysfunction to Washington prevailed, Garcia, 44, said in a statement Wednesday. Garcia's big congressional win was heralded by Trump in a tweet Wednesday morning in which he noted it was the first time in many years that since 1998 that Republicans had flipped a Democratic congressional seat in California Democratic stronghold. Okay, that's what I was talking about at the end of the last hour with Ed Henry. And again, that's very true. This was very indicative, very, very indicative of that whole Orange County bankruptcy thing that led to the demise of the California Republican Party as any kind of majority party in the House, or excuse me, in the Assembly and in the Senate in California state politics. And again, this was 1998 when the last time they flipped a seat at all for the Republicans. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking at some of these little races going on here. And especially the one out here in California, the 25th District. We're going to have more on this as the weeks go by. Because remember, what's going to happen here is this little 25th District is going to be visited again. The same two players in November. So they both qualified for the March. And you've heard me talk about this, how the California Republican Party, or actually how it was Jerry Brown did this, advanced the primary by 3 months. Boy, and this is not good for, I'm telling you, it bodes badly. It absolutely bodes badly for the Democrats in California now. The script has flipped. The script has flipped, that's all I can say. And this is not, like I said, it's not going well for them in any way, any stretch of the imagination. It's just not going well for them. Anyway, we've got it's an interesting area up there. This is the Palmdale Lancaster area. And by the way, you've got Northrop and Grumman. I think Boeing is up there too. I could be actually. Let's see. Let me see how this goes. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed. Oh, I'm sorry. The best of the best. Let me read this to you. This is from one of our sources on the ground. It says, have hot issues this morning. Not sure. This is yesterday. Not sure where you're at in the discussion, but just to give you a positive spin, but two in-person voting centers opened in Democratic East Side Lancaster. We heard about this. Oh, we want to get the Democrats there, right? Okay. But listen very carefully. It says, east side of Lancaster, California. Now, this is in the high desert of California. Areas were actually within eye shot of two large aerospace companies. Two large aerospace companies. Both Lockheed and Northrop Grumman were just 5 minutes away. That part of it, at least, may have backfired on the Dems. Also, his campaign had observers at both of them. Hello, this is the key point. Now, this is a person, well, the source here, is they're a new Californian, and they're very versed in what we plan to do for the November election. As observers, neutral parties, as observers going in, new Californians, having observers at these polling places and other places, and yet to see what's really going to transpire with all this, mail-in balloting business, which, of course, desperately, the governor out here, sent ballots to all registered voters. Now, what could possibly go wrong there, especially with the ballot rolls we know are so dirty? You got millions of people that are dead in voting in California, and it's that way around the nation. I hate to tell everybody. A lot of people have been infected by this Californication vote system. And again, we've been trying to get the message out that, you guys have got to wake up out there also, because and what seems to, I think, intimidate them is the observers. And I don't know if some states don't allow that or not, but out here in California, it is allowed. And I don't think it's going to go away, by the way. The Democrats would love to have this go away. Padilla, the Secretary of State, would love to have this thing go away. It says... Anyway, that was some pretty big news. I think the observer thing works, so we're going to be pushing that with our new Californians. Okay, I'm really excited by by some of this stuff. So this is all good news in the hood. If this stays, I'm excited. If not, then I'm going to be really ticked. about this, and you can check out the latest that we have on this at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, for all news and information. We've got tons of stories coming out there. Also, we've got the protest. By the way, a great day for New California and Tesla Motors. I want to say that, and New California led the charge in spite of what some people are trying to say about another party that wanted to horn in on the deal. Anyway, but we were very, very, just an incredible day yesterday. We'll be talking about that in the third hour. By the way, if you want to call in, I'm going to take a chance here. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. That's 215-867-8255. We'll be able to talk about some of the things that we're exploring here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our website, 821r.com. And Aram Solar, big supporter of New California and also us here at Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, where am I going here now? Come on. We got some big time questions going on about this unmasking. I want to stay in touch with this and see where we're at with some of the reportage that's here. I'm going to go to the Washington papers here in a second. I might even dive into Gateway Pundit for sure. This is the story that's out there. I heard about this yesterday. The Nixon posse rides again. Watergate prosecutors seeking input in Flynn case include Dem donors and Trump critics. It's shocking. Shocking. See, this is the game that's being played here by this Sullivan guy, the judge and all this stuff. This is just the recent. Greg Jarrett says, here's the real reason Obama officials targeted Flynn and general suspicion that he has. Oh, blood on her hands. NYPD union boss lashes out at anti-cop city health commissioner. That's not good. Listen to this one. The Dems' $3 trillion coronavirus bill includes marijuana banking protections. Now, let's talk about this and what's going on there. You're just basically giving protection for the cartels to openly operate in the United States of America. The cartels, the ones that, you know, like to steal your children in the middle of the night, human trafficking, child sex trafficking, the things that Nancy Pelosi stands for. That's what they want. And, of course, shockingly, she's the one putting on the bill, right? Are you shocked by that? Right. Anyway, so this whole thing is blowing up right now. We're going to monitor this because I don't want to belabor it. But I do want to go to Gateway Pundit here, wherever I've got Gateway Pundit, and see what the latest are, the latest things, the shockers, if you will. And we don't want that one. We want Gateway Pundit. You know, what's really disturbing to me is when I click on Gateway Pundit and something else comes up. It's like, I don't want CNBC. I don't want that. I really, and I don't want the computer gateway business. I want Gateway Pundit. Okay, Gateway Pundit, here we go. This is their lead lines going on here. And by the way, the coffee is absolutely exquisite. Absolutely. Breaking deep state fights back. Judge Sullivan appoints retired judge to argue against government's motions. And see, that's what we heard in the first hour. That he's hired a judge, a retired judge, to argue against government's motion to dismiss case. What is he? He's retrying something? I mean, this is just absolutely unheard of. It says here, Judge Sullivan's appointed stand-in Judge Gleason represented Crooked Sally Yates and worked with Mueller's pit bull, Andrew Weissman. Oh, no. I mean, this is just so thick. This is so thick. And, of course, the other parts of this is how George Soros packed the European Court of Human Rights and pushed its open border policies. Now, I'll go for that. I'm gonna open this one up and see what this is like on the other side of this, because I have a historical need to understand how this whole thing goes. Confirmed top Democrat impeachment witness lied repeatedly under oath. Ambassador Sally Yovanovitch caught lying on Burisma. Excuse me. Boy, that COVID hits me again. Ambassador Yovanovitch caught lying on Burisma. Lock her up video. Well, you remember Yovanovitch. Boy, she's another little rooster. Oh, I'm sorry. Rooster. Well, you know, that's, you know, play on words, right? Well, I mean, she's a hen, of course. Shocking, I would make that revelation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but this is, been kind of waiting for the right moment to do this, so we're gonna have to put your George Soros head on. That's a bad one, I know. George and Paul Soros, and of course we've been Sorosed out here in the Yuba-Sutter County area of Northern California, which of course has gained notoriety as one of the counties that has stood up in defiance of. I wonder why we chose to be defiant. Could it be the new California state movement? I don't know, but, you know, we stood up in defiance of, at least the counties did, of the orders by Governor Gavin Newsom, right? Gruesome Newsom, whatever you want to call him, it's up to you. Anyway, so this is interesting because we have one of the people that was a beneficiary of a Soros grant as the medical director out here. Shocking, and she was suddenly, just as the COVID virus thing was coming up, shockingly hired by the county administrators here. And they formed a little bit of a regional organization. But none of them were elected to the regional board, by the way, the Bi-County Health Organization. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, right? If you want to operate a source-running, you know, institution, a communist, Nazi-style, dictatorial board, then that's what you do. And, of course, they hired this woman who's, got a Soros grant for medical school. So she comes out of medical school, and now all of a sudden, within just a month of this whole thing breaking out, like they had it planned, she gets hired as the health official. And boy, is she like a dictatoress. I mean, it's like, wait, yavool. Anyway, so this is some of the mechanism. I'm going to be very quick about this so you know. Says a report how George Soros packed the European Court of Human Rights and pushed its open border policies. And this goes back into everything that was going on, of course, during the Obama administration, in which we had open warfare breaking out all over the Middle East and, of course, refugees spilling over into Europe, right? Okay, so the open borders of Europe. Actually, in 1992, I was traveling from Frankfurt to Zurich, Switzerland, and we rolled into Zurich, Switzerland at 10 after the hour. I can't remember the day. It was in July of 1992, whatever day that was. I have to look it up. And I noticed that all the immigration officers, they were all standing up in line, completely away from these tables. They always had these tables that they could look in your bags and stuff like that. And probably two dozen of them. And it looked like they were standing down. I mean, literally standing down. And so all of a sudden, everybody jumps off the train, all the druggies. You could tell all the drug addicts. And they jumped off the train, and they're just streaming across the border. And I said to the person that was sitting next to me, I said, why are they doing that? Oh, this is the first night that the open borders between all the European countries come into existence at midnight. I said, really? I said, this is like a really historic thing to see. And it was. It was actually that night. I actually saw it in Switzerland. The actual thing play out. We were the first train to come into Switzerland, as it turned out. I checked the whole thing out. Come from Germany into Switzerland and have this play out. It was the first time in history, you know, I look back on this and going, wow, that was pretty important. So this is what they're talking about. Not only do they have open borders in between the border systems of these countries, which now they're starting to seal up because they really understand the error of their ways of not having strong border between all these European countries. Because before that, they actually did have very strong border protection within their own countries. But it was all relaxed in 1992 when the European Union came into existence on this issue. So sensational revelations from European document, the deep involvement of George Soros Open Society Foundation in the European Court of Human Rights, which has been key in forcing an open border policy on countries like Italy. It says here, in 2012, shockingly, who was president? Oh, Barack Hussein Obama. The European Court on Human Rights handed down the landmark case of Hersey Jama and others versus Italy, which ruled that European countries could not push back illegal migrants and would be fined hundreds of thousands of euros if they did. And, of course, the case involved a network of Soros-sponsored lawyers and NGOs. Now, NGOs is non-governmental organizations who managed to track down 22 Somali migrants in Libya who had been turned back in 2009 and bring their case to Strasbourg. So they track them down from 2009 to bring a case. That's the way the NGO... See, they're creating a crisis where there was no crisis before. Get it, Saul Alinsky? Now a report by conservative American activist Jay Sekulow, European Center for Law and Justice, has revealed that the NGOs related to the Open Society Network, this is George Soros' big bad boy, are deeply involved with the European Court, and has revealed that NGOs related to the Open Society Network are deeply involved with this court, and many of its judges are tied to these organizations, the report stated. It says that the report identified seven NGOs that are both active at the court and have judges among their former staff. At least 22 of the 100 judges who served in the court since 2009 are former staff or leaders of these seven NGOs, the report stated. The NGOs are identified as the Center for Advance on Individual Rights in Europe, Amnesty International, the International Commission of Court of Jurists, the Helsinki Committees Foundation, Human Rights Network, Interrights, and let's see, the Open Society Foundation. Okay, and Open Society Justice Initiative. Okay, in particular, that's the one they're identifying. Okay, so you get this network going on of NGOs, and they're getting paid for all this stuff, and they're influencing the court. That's fundamentally what they're doing, right? That's fundamentally what you're what they're doing. And it says the Open Society stands out for a number of judges linked to it, and for the fact that it actually funds the other six organizations identified in the report. So this is how you're corrupting the election, the judicial system. Okay, and I'm showing you this because this is the basic groundwork that Soros uses to corrupt judicial systems around the world, including California. Oh, that's your point. Yeah. And other states in the union. The report identified 88 problematic cases. Now, I wonder why they used 88 problematic cases, you know. You got to understand Heil Hitler, right? Cases over the last 10 years, in only 12 cases have judges abstained from sitting because of their connection to the NGO involved. The think tank called its assessment low since it did not take into account OFS's close financial links to many other NGOs. The situation is serious and calls into question the independence of the court and the impartiality of the judges, and these conflicts must be remedied immediately. The report proposes greater attention be paid to the choice of candidates for the, do you think? While many blogs and alternative websites have covered the explosive revelations of the report, they have inexplicably been largely ignored by the mainstream media. Shocking. Shocking, right? But inexplicably, I can explain it really well. I can be explicably accurate about this. Mainstream media is part of the problem. They're getting paid off by Soros, too. It's Soros NGOs. Shocking. You want to pay for a story? $20,000 to get you a great story piece, right? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, where is this hour going? I'm just going to talk all day long. Can't do that, but, you know, we're going to be doing some big things going on here. Okay, so this whole thing about George Soros, I wanted to kind of lay it out for you so you understand that George Soros, the bad actor that he is a one that... we want to keep an eye on, because, listen, all these nonprofits that he has, spinoffs, basically, of the Open Society, is influencing everything that we do. Every part of an aspect of Agenda 21 has to function at some degree with these nonprofits or non-governmental organizations. Now, let me tell you what these is. What these are. Boy, what Mrs. Gunn, my English teacher, would be shocking. Oh, that's a red mark for you. God, I'll tell you that. You want to trigger me. You want to trigger red marks on paper trigger me. I don't care if it's your paper, it's somebody else's paper, I'll defend you. I'll defend you against those red marks by your evil English teachers. Now, listen, I love Mrs. Gunn. She was the best thing that ever happened to me, by the way. I hated her guts. I mean, I as a senior in high school, I don't want to get into Mrs. Gunn. Anyway, so the NGOs are a vital part of how they dismantle government. Okay, so it's a form of what's called shadow government. Now, remember, you might not remember, but this is going on right in blatantly when Obama became president. And, you know, we're sitting here going, are you people just not waking up to the fact that he set into motion czars for every department that he had in the executive branch? He set up a czar that he appointed because he could, right? He's got a phone and he's got a pen. At that time, he didn't need a phone or a pen because he had the House and the Senate all wrapped up into one. And so what it meant is that, you know, he could do whatever he wanted. So he did. He appointed people like Van Jones to be in charge of, I don't know, education or something stupid. Or some environmental thing. He had no knowledge about it. But Van Jones at the time, and of course, I don't know where he stands now. He seems like a fairly reasonable guy now. But back in the day when I was fighting in the California legislature about trying to give kids the rights to basically terrorize all their teachers, shocking. I don't know why he'd bring in all the thugs from Oakland to intimidate everybody, you know, in the assembly ed business and all the Senate ed and all this other stuff. Going back in time now is what I'm doing. But I'm just telling you that the setting up of czars is a form of shadow government. So, you know, this whole idea of putting up a shadow government to dismantle and bring down a sitting government, does this start to sound a little conspiratorial for you? Because it is. It is a conspiracy. And, of course, it was then when all these czars came in. You know, you had the czar for the treasury. You had the czar for defense. You had the czar for this, that, the other. That's what he did. All these czars all of a sudden popped up. And I'm sure Some people got it. I got it. We were talking about it. Why is he putting up a shadow government? Then you realize that NGOs exist in charter schools. Yeah. If you want to open up a charter school, you have to have a corporation that comes alongside of it. And you start to realize, well, wait a minute. If the charter, and there's confusion as to who's got what responsibility, where, when, and how. Because you have overseeing the corporation is the Department of Education. Well, there's a conflict there. Because in the Constitution now of California, it's, and of course in the United States Constitution, the 10th Amendment gives the states the right to do this. States' rights are responsible, theoretically, for educating the kids. And not some NGO that comes up alongside. Which one has authority? So the authority's question always would come up. And it became quite, that's a problem because you have a shadow government. What's the shadow government doing with the charter school there? Now, by the way, I support charter schools. I don't support shadow governments being utilized in charter schools to take down the current system, which was definitely happening and which has actually played out in many school districts today in California. Now, and everybody says, well, the school districts are underfunded by the state to begin with. Hello, we know that. The state steals the money from the school district so that they never get it, and the kids never get the money. That's what happens out here in California. The state's doing that. Is there a reason why we're doing New California? No, that's just one of many. But my point is, there's a shadow government that's established right there. And, of course, they've done this with the California Air Resources Board, Cal EPA, the Coastal Community. They've got shadow governments. And, by the way, this is an interesting one. The CARB, California Air Resources Board, right, this horrific, absolutely devastating organization that seems to have powers and authorities it doesn't constitutionally get, acting in irresponsible, destroy California businesses in droves because they're leaving too much of a carbon footprint. And, of course, Mary Nichols. Nichols. The name Nichols keeps popping up when any kind of subversive things happen. What's up with that? Is that a popular name in the CIA? I'm just saying, is it popular? It seems to be. Anyway, these organizations are set up, designed to do what? In my opinion, to destroy the sitting government. Like it or not, you know, destroying the California government in that subversive way is not the way to go. I'm sorry, that we have mechanisms built into our Constitution that allows for that. So you got this shadow government thing going on. And they're just foisting all kinds of rules and regulations, and they're destroying the government, and it's all for money is what it is. So this is the point. You can destroy the shadow governments by taking away those elements like we had. And, of course, it didn't work for Obama because, and especially in the case of Van Jones, he was outed as a communist. And, we'll pull him out. And all of a sudden, they started dismantling this whole thing. This is the essence of what George Soros does, is creating these shadow governments and pouring money into the nonprofits that are reaching out to the populations that they serve. Oh, and they can do this through regionalism and influence your local governments, such as your counties and your cities and so on, through regional boards. And then make those city councils in those counties dependent upon that money. We'll be back.
2110.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about what happened yesterday for New California and all the different things going on out there. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's interesting being out and about with Tesla, you know, and supporting Tesla, which is exactly what we were doing yesterday for obvious reasons. And we're going to get into that so that you have some sort of an idea about what is going on in the world of electric cars and automobiles. It's an interesting situation with Tesla because they're one of the few, they're one of the few automotive factories, or in fact, the last one in California. We used to have several places in which cars were made in California for obvious reasons. You know, brought a lot of jobs. Southern California had huge plants down there. And then, of course, in Fremont, they had a Toyota General Motors, company came together and started, building things and stuff like that. It's amazing how that Fremont complex is huge down there. And, of course, Tesla has come in there and remodeled everything and so that their car – but, remember – Elon Musk is also where his real fame is right now is SpaceX. Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about why it's important to have Elon Musk on your side. And, of course, trying to save Elon Musk, that's the other thing, trying to save him and his businesses and keeping them from leaving California, which is a big deal. I mean, Texas wants them. And of course, what's happening in is that they're being pushed out by, Gavin Newsom. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? I mean, this guy wants him out. I mean, I just find that absolutely disgusting, don't you? That's what Gavin Newsom wants, is he wants him out. O-U-T, goodbye, Elon Musk. And, again, what's caused that? Things like the California Air Resources Board, a legislature that meets 11 months out of every year, can overtax and overregulate, overfee, create huge bureaucracies, which also overtax, overfee, and has authorities they should not have. It's a runaway state government in California. And, of course, that's why we're forming New California, shocking as it might seem. I mean, it just makes sense. Constitutionally, it makes a lot of sense. The Founding Fathers said, look, you want to form a new state? This is how you do it. And guess what? Shockingly, it's coming back. We're doing it. and very happy to do it, too. Anyway, yesterday was a big day for New California. Statewide support happened yesterday. It's incredible. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.